for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216.
Hello, I'm Cam Jones.
Ah, sure. It's in the can. Special guest today, Cam Jones on the Terry and Gatch Comedy Cam
Hello.
Jones Show. He used to work at Western Oregon Sound Recording, and he was the engineer for Terminal Happenings.
Oh.
And Dead
I
Fish
remember
White.
When I did that.
Yeah, it was a good one. Thanks for helping us out. He was the one that told us it's in the can.
It's in the can!
That means you've recorded it. He failed to tell us that we recorded it shittily, and we were just so stoked to be there. Producer said it's in the can. It must be done.
I remember one time I was recording a band, and they recorded half their tracks before I realized I didn't click the record button.
Always record. Mm-hmm. Were they mad?
No.
You say, well, that little session was free.
Yeah, it was just a live recording of them jamming.
Oh, well, but then they can't really complain.
No. Well, they came in to record, but it was just, you know,
live.
They just, yeah.
Yeah.
Just some mics in a room while they played.
Sweet. In the background, we have some new Mastodon, which is going, sounding good. I like it.
It's you should out. Get that checked out.
The new Mastodon?
Yeah. You should go to the doctor and get that checked out.
I've got a big fish growing out of my ear.
Is that what a Mastodon is?
No. It might be like an elephant.
Oh.
Oh.
It just sounds like a disease.
Like a cyst.
Oh, yeah, like a big old tumor. I got a mastodon.
I got to get a cast on my mastodon.
Mm-hmm.
It's broken. I broke my mastodon.
Yep.
I think it's an elephant type thing.
Yeah, it's an ancient elephant.
They had some albums about water and oceans and fish, so I got confused for a second. But hey, you know this guy who's singing right now, Troy Sanders, he plays the bass and sings in Mastodon. Yeah. There's a new supergroup out right now featuring Troy and Max Cavalera, Sepultura and Soulfly, and the drummer from the Mars Volta, and then the singer from Dillinger Escape Plan who's playing guitar and singing, which mm-hmm. is always weird to me when you know someone as just a singer, but you assume they probably play something a little or something.
Yeah.
And then you see them just play something, and they're fucking awesome. But whatever. I like parts of it, the parts where Max and Troy sings, and then the guy from Dillinger Escape Plan sings like a nicey nice fruity toot boy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's metal and it's good, but I don't like the clash of the, I'm going to sing like Sepultura, then I'm going to sing real nice like I'm fucking in a gay band.
Yeah.
Not that singing is gay. I sing. I don't know what I'm saying. I just don't like, I wish they didn't have that guy is all I'm saying.
What if,
that's all I'm saying.
What do you think about those people that are
fucking
that
sweat.
Have those fetish about being Siamese twins, so they like walk around with
inside one
wooden
shirt.
Doll?
Oh, I don't know about those people. Are they like,
gotta be out there.
Well, did you just think of that and thought you made it up, but then you realize that everything's already a thing?
No, I'm just saying that could happen, right? Like
anything could happen.
Like you really want to be, you really got a fetish on Siamese twins, right? Like you wish you were one to the point where you had like the double set made, but instead of a human, you just had like a likeness of yourself.
Or a blow up doll.
Yeah, exactly.
I just
it would
heard
be a lot easier to walk too than like if you had a second person there if you just drug them along.
Yesterday, I just heard of a couple from the UK who has over 210. Blow-up dolls
mm-hmm.
at their house. They collect them.
All right.
That's more than T-shirts I have.
Yeah.
I ended my wear a different shirt every day challenge. It was 202 T-shirts
nice.
That I have. And so
you should
now
have kept buying them until you.
What? Until I what? I can't just keep
before
buying.
Before a year.
Yeah. I need,
or like get donations.
I need 163 more shirts. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is.
You could have
turned into the Goodwill of shirts though.
I could, and I found a few that I probably won't wear again that I might either retire to the drawer or cut up and make into a quilt.
Are you going to do a constant rotation now, or are you going to OCD it?
I'm probably back to just choosing whatever I want to wear that day.
Right.
Like today, Athearchist. I just went through some shirts and said, oh, Athearchist, I want to wear that shirt.
Yeah.
Because you know what? They're like pubes. They're coming back. They're going to be here in Oregon on August 1st and 2nd, the Athearchist's first Oregon shows in probably over 2 or 3 years.
Wow.
Don't know the venues yet.
3 years.
I know. Well, they just played their first show February down in California. First show in like 3 years, but now they're coming back to Oregon. They're going to play in Salem on August 1st and Eugene on August 2nd.
So what caused them to get back together?
Probably just sheer missing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they burnt themselves out. I will speak for them and just assume that after 400-some shows on the road for years and years, they probably got a little bit sick of each other. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they just had other shit going on. But they're coming back. So, Athearchist, maybe they'll have some new T-shirts. Maybe I'll buy one.
Mm-hmm. Now, I saw your last few shirts on there. Can you remember what your last few shirts were on there?
The very last one was a donation from our friend and listener of the podcast, Yancey, old Sean McLean.
What up, Yancey?
He gave me a shirt that has a skull on it. It says Destination Oblivion.
All right.
And then it had a colon.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a human colon, but like a punctuation colon. And then it said, the bridge to nowhere. But it was a cool shirt. He said he found it when he was unpacking some boxes that had never been worn, and it reminded him of me. And he sent it to me just in time under the wire to be the 202nd shirt.
Now, I'm talking about the penultimate and the one before that. Like,
Loudness was one of them.
Uh-huh. Dude, now were you, like, throwing that one in the back all the time?
No,
going, like,
no. It was the liquid shirts that I threw in the back for a long time, and then I got those out of the way because I didn't want a super, no offense, Liquid, if you're listening, but I didn't want a weird, shitty shirt to be my last one, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I got a lot of compliments on the Loudness shirt because it's pretty good intact. It's pretty good shirt for being almost 30 years old.
Now, what are you going to do with your retired shirts? Are you going to put them in a frame?
My wife's been talking about doing what she saw online, probably on Etsy or Pinterest, and making like a quilt.
Mm-hmm. You can do a quilt.
Like a checkerboard quilt with like wasps.
My friend had a quilt growing up. He always had a quilt. It was a Pink Floyd, The Wall shirt that his grandmother Ma had made him.
Just one shirt?
Yeah, it was just one shirt, like centerpieced, and then it was pink, like a box. It was inside a box of pink, and then it had black on the outskirts of that. So it was like a inside a box kind of almost.
Inside a pink
really
box?
Kind of cool.
Like a voodoo donut.
Yep.
Good thing.
You can also make a pillow out of them.
Yeah? Out of old shirts?
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Shirt, why not?
Yep. Or you could... You could stretch them over cardboard like the thing and just put that in a frame.
Yeah.
The image itself.
Yeah,
I did that with a Ween shirt once.
I might do that
with a pot leaf.
I probably threw it away. I had some old ones that I threw away that were super crooked from a couple years ago.
I would have sold them, dude.
It was from the US Festival 1983.
Dude, you could have sold that on eBay.
But it was fucked up.
That makes it more rare.
It had David Bowie and the Pretenders and Van Halen pictures on the back, and then all the other bands. A lot of bands. I didn't get to go to the show. All I got was that fucking shirt. I told that story before, though. We won tickets and couldn't go because I was too young. Hey, before we forget, let's address the elephant in the room. We didn't see you guys. You didn't hear us on Monday. We were gone.
Mm-hmm.
We were getting our funds together because we weren't kidding around. And I ran into my friend and constant listener, Pierre, who I like to call P in the Air because his friends call him P in the Air. He gave me $10.
Right on.
I said, what's this for? And he said, for the podcast. I listen to it all the time. Here's some money. And then we got a check
from you, Pierre.
Hansi sent in his donation.
Thank you, Hans.
Yep. And
very generous.
Brownsville Car Wash is going to kick back in.
Very generous.
But you know what? It sucks because I forgot to go to the bank and cash that check, and it's written out to me, so I'll have to bring the money Sunday or something. But anyway, we're glad to be back.
We're back.
This is technically a Wednesday show, but it'll probably drop Thursday. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening, you guys. We're here. It's warm outside. The sun came out. I went and bought a mower today for $40.
Really?
It's a Briggs & Stratton 4.5 fucking horsepower. A girl started it on the first pull to prove to me that it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They had just bought a newer, bigger, better one. And
a John Deere?
I don't know what they got, but it's a pusher.
You know how John Deere died? jaundice.
Got hit by a car. Oh, I would have assumed that he got hit by a
you
car.
You think there's anyone named John Dis?
Maybe John Dask.
What's the shortest Beatles song ever?
Probably
in the shortest amount of letters.
Well, we just learned that on Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
It's help.
You know who lost on Jeopardy?
Greg Kinn.
I
lost on Jeopardy. Oh, wait. Yep. Weird Al Yankovic.
Yep.
Sorry.
That's it. Weird Al Yankovic.
I'm picking my nose.
Hey, watch that Rapture Palooza.
What'd you think?
I know. I kind of lost my interest halfway through. You know what else disappointed me?
What's that?
That one show.
Which one?
Undateable.
Yeah, you know, I tried to give it a second chance because it's just...
It showed two back-to-back on the first day?
No.
Oh.
Well, because they waited. It had been done for so long. And then they kept getting back-burnered, and they were waiting for another show to cancel, and it finally came out. But you know what I did read? Yeah. That it was the highest-rated comedy debut sitcom in the last 5 years.
But what was on right before it, though? Because I remember I was watching something right before it, and it was after that.
How to Fuck Your Mom in the Ass?
I don't know. It's like Survivor or something.
I'm not sure.
So if people leave their TVs on...
That's true. But we watched it again. I watched it with the kids, and by kids, I mean 16 to 22-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And they were LOLing. Like, they weren't saying LOL, but they were laughing. Because they're already fans of that Chris D'Elia, or however
you say it.
It just
reminds me so much of shows that don't make it more than, like, half a season.
Yeah.
You know, where it's... I don't know. Just kind of corny.
Yeah.
I don't really enjoy those shows to where the whole plot, though, is around...
Self-deprecation?
You know, hanging out in a bar and...
You know that, too.
Hitting on chicks.
Yeah, but they're always talking about how they're losers and they don't know how to get chicks, and that guy does get chicks. And it sucks to me, I think, because Funchess just kind of like the Kramer. I mean, he doesn't get to bust through the door, but he just has like...
They just give him the one-liners.
Minimal one-liners, yeah.
They just give him the one. He's the guy that cracks the one-liner.
And then you get a big laugh.
At the end of the conversation.
Yeah. That offends me, really.
Yeah, it was very formulaic that way, I guess. It just seemed kind of tired before it started.
If you hate that show a lot, you probably wouldn't want a shirt. But if you love it, they got a deal where if you tweet a picture of you watching it, you can get a free shirt from Ron. If you tweet a picture of you watching his show.
Yeah, all right.
Well, it's a good way at least to have someone turn the TV onto that channel for at least 5 minutes so you can get a picture. Because isn't that what it takes on the Nielsen's ratings? Do you have to be on that channel the whole time?
Well, you got to be a Nielsen viewer.
There's no such thing as Nielsen families, I found out.
What?
It was all a farce.
No, that's not true. My mom was a Nielsen's head.
I thought your mom was a Gatchel.
She was a Nielsen head.
How do you get to be a Nielsen head?
They just called her. I said, you represent an average family or something. It's not worth it. I do not recommend it. They gave her $50 up front and then $50 a month, but they have to go and install their chips in all your TVs, like in the back of your TV. So they have to come in and, like, even if you're not using it, like if you had a TV in the garage that you hadn't used in 10 years, they'd want to put a chip in there just in case. And then it's like every half an hour you have to press a button on the thing like, I'm still here watching TV.
That's fucking bullshit, dude.
Yeah, it's weird. And then you got to have, if you want to stop it, you have to have them come in and uninstall all the chips out of all the TVs, which could take months depending upon when they want to schedule you in, like a Comcast thing. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. I think that they go almost, from what I've heard in the media, that they go almost more by Twitter than even the Nielsen ratings anymore.
Sure. Well, there's several different things now too, because now you have the whole, you can measure watches with like the Hulu and the Netflix.
Yep.
So they have it broken down. It used to just be like the 18 to 49 bracket. But now there's the immediate first day, 18 to 49, and then like a 5 day rating, you know, to allow people on like Hulu. And as he, you know, that's where like shows like Community were really popular. So stuff
seems,
like that.
It seems like so many more people watch on Hulu and Netflix than regular TV anymore because a lot of people aren't happy
there
with...
There are a lot of shows, especially the ones geared at the younger age, like Community.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right. Hey, did you hear the...
Nope.
You didn't?
What is it?
I don't know. It was supposed to be breaking news, but you said no.
Oh.
Breaking news. No, that guy from Guar who died.
Uh-huh.
They just released the fact that he died from a heroin overdose.
Ah! Needle in your arm.
So, kids, once again, as reminding you from last week, don't do heroin.
Yeah.
It'll fucking kill you. Whether you're 50 or 20 or 17
but
or
if 90. You were going to do it, what's the safest way to do it?
Under the supervision of a doctor?
Well, no, I mean, do you want to inject it or smoke it or put it in some eye drop, melt it down in some eye drops?
I don't think the way you take it is more important than knowing who you got it from and how pure and good it is, because a lot of people will get heroin and they won't think, oh, this isn't that good.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, dude, this is super good. Cut it. It's not been cut. Cut it up with something. Put something in it.
Yeah, like borax.
Use some rat poison.
Mm-hmm. Borax is good for salmon eggs.
I'm rat poison intolerant, I found out.
Well, alrighty.
There are some people I think that can tolerate it, but...
Dude, I got some breaking sports news.
Okay, that's good for this. The owner of the Clippers has decided to sell the team to someone as long as he doesn't stand by black people. No, yep. What is it? What is it, really?
It's close. The NFL has made racist remarks against the Romans.
Dude, are the Romans even still... Are there still Romans right in today's...
Isn't Rome still a place?
I guess.
So, if you were from Rome, you would be a Roman, wouldn't you?
To me, Romans just seem like ancient people.
But they're not, though. If you were
Ancient Rome.
Yeah, if you were born in Rome, there's got to people... You know, they don't wheel you out of Rome to be born because they don't want you to be a Roman.
Yeah, but Rome wasn't born in one day.
Oh, the NFL said racist remarks. They said for Super Bowl 50... that it would look dumb if they just put Super Bowl L. And so they're not going to use Roman numerals for that year.
Only that year?
Mm-hmm. That's going to be Super Bowl 50. And
what
then they'll go back to Super Bowl L-I.
50 is L?
Yeah. They just thought it would look stupid, so they didn't want to use it. And I thought that was racist against Romans.
It'd be all Super Bowl. That's why they didn't want to do it.
Yep.
Just think if it was like WL.
Well, what about the first one was Super Bowl-y?
Super Bowl-I.
Super Bowl-2. Or what about when it gets to Super Bowl M?
Well, what was Super Bowl V? Super Bowl V?
Mm-hmm. Super Bowl 5.
Yeah, so it was Super Bowl V.
I think they also used Super Bowl 4. They just went with the number 4.
Yeah, and what about Super Bowl 9? Super Bowlix?
Super Bowlix.
Super Bowlix.
Never mind the Super Bowlix.
Never mind the Super Bowlix. We're going to the NBA Finals. Super Bowlix. I think that's kind of gay and lame. Not homosexual in any way, but that the football... grand finale of the NFL is called a Super Bowl. That's pretty super, and it's a big bowl.
Yeah. Well, what about like?
But basketball is the finals.
Yeah, the
NBA
finals.
Mm-hmm. Why isn't it called like a Super Arena?
Well, what about baseball? It's called the World Series.
I know, it's got a special name, World Series, Super Bowl.
I know, but it's only only teams in America.
That's true. Never thought about that. Why isn't it called the American Series?
I know. They got the World Baseball Classic as the
World Series.
Yep.
Dude, why have you had that pointed out to you by someone?
Oh yeah, dude.
Okay.
I'm sure, yeah. I think even Carlin had bits with that.
I come across so many things that have already been said that I've never heard before, that I'm just like hiding under a rock somewhere and I'm like, "Hey, that's a thing."
Yep.
Someone already thought of that, of course.
They've well, how, you don't sit around and think about sports, though, and the inaneness of it.
Oh, you would be
that much.
Surprised.
Would I?
Yeah, that's why I hate him so much, because
you sit around and think about him all
Dude,
the time.
Dude, my mind is plagued with sports all the time. I'm like, I wonder who's playing hockey today. Oh, the Olympics are coming up again in 4 years. What am I
going to
do?
What would be your favorite sport be to watch? Like, if you were forced to watch a sport, but you could pick it. Not like you could
yeah,
stand
out
there with
sports.
A line.
I pick at sports.
What sport would you watch? Is
probably Russian lawn hockey.
Russian lawn hockey.
Is that a thing?
It's got to be. If you can name it, somebody's into it.
Yeah, it's like, what's your favorite porn genre? You're like, oh, watch this. I want to make something up that no one's
Slug
ever heard
sex.
Of. You're like, oh, I like it when old ladies fuck babies. You're like, oh, that's a thing. You're gross. You like that? Oh, that's not really a thing, is it? I was just trying to make up something that wasn't a thing.
Yep, it is a thing. Well, but it's not looked highly upon because of the baby part.
It's frowned upon.
Mm-hmm. But there would be videos of it if there wasn't the baby part.
I can't remember who it was.
I bet you could find 18-year-olds and grannies.
Probably. Oh, big time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
GILFs. It's the GILF section. It's the grannies I'd love to fuck. But, no, there was a guy who was talking about... killing babies and stuff on the Dave Attell's Comedy Underground show, and he was getting some groans, and but then he made the audience realize that he doesn't condone killing babies; it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But he just kept talking about it.
It's weird that the Dave Attell comedy show is hosted by Byron Allen.
Oh, that's a different one. But they are right next to each other in the Unleashed Underground.
Mm-hmm.
Comics Unleashed and Comedy Underground.
I told my mom and sister about Byron Allen and
they said he's
Montel
still on TV.
And Steve Harvey. Where all three of them are brothers in a movie.
Don't Montel me what to do.
Yep. Throw Kevin Hart in there too.
Did
right?
they think it was cool? Yeah, he's
yeah,
the little.
They chuckled.
He's a little cousin that got shipped over from his aunt that got put in prison. He's like, God damn it! What the fuck? I'm fucking yelling about everything. God damn! Fucking God damn! That's my impression of him.
So, who were your front runners for...
for Last Comic Standing?
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't really know, last time we talked about it, you said, well, man, it's pretty much wrapped up on the first episode.
No, I said, if Jimmy Schubert doesn't win, it's rigged.
Well, yeah. It's kind of, It's kind of like... Yeah,
all right, the same thing.
Basically the same thing. And I was trying to think of him, and I liked his bit because I rewatched that.
Dude, his bit was so fucking solid, like he'd been doing it for years.
Chicken eggs.
Yep.
You want a chicken omelet? It's like going Tony Soprano on this ass. I want that chicken dead. I want his fucking babies dead, and I want him cooked up inside of his fucking babies.
Yep.
Chicken omelet. Chicken omelet. I never thought about that. You're cooking chicken up in some fucking eggs.
I've never had
it's
a
like,
chicken omelet,
you've
though,
killed
I don't think.
Three generations of chickens just for one fucking omelet. What are you doing here? No, but there's a lot of good ones. I can't remember who else, and there's a lot of ones that I've been seeing on a lot of popular
shows. I still think Roseanne's going to win, though.
She'll win out of the judges. I did compile a list on paper. Didn't bring it with me, but I have a little bit of a visual of it, of who stood out to me, but it's just hard to say.
All right, who's your favorite of the... Who's the funniest of the judges as far as judging so far?
Probably Roseanne, because she's so cocky. Mm-hmm. I like her stuff. And
when she told that guy to fuck off.
And Russell Peters been making some good jokes about weigh-ins. When he was talking about that tall, bald chick. She was super tall, dude.
It wasn't just that she was tall. It looked like she was on stilts.
Yeah,
it was
she
all
had those
legs.
Long pink pants.
Yeah, it was all legs, dude. She had like almost no torso and no neck.
She must have had 12-inch fucking high heels. Or maybe she had those fucking
I don't know.
Drywall.
She was wearing bell bottoms, though, wasn't she?
Yeah, but they were like weird, floppy, like...
What other pants do you buy when your legs are fucking... Your inseams... 80.
She was pretty tall. She's
she
like,
was,
I liked
dude.
It because it reminded me of what I look like on stage.
Yep.
It's like you were tall,
they had to move
dark,
her, they,
and commanding presence.
Didn't you notice
on the stage?
They had to shoot this shooter on the Jurassic Park set?
Nah, but it was pretty good, though, and I can't remember who was my standout from the last round, but God, who was that one guy?
One guy.
He's been around for a while, too.
Is that A Mexican Chinaman.
Yeah, Juan Guy.
Juan Guy?
Yeah, Juan Lee Guy. God, his name is like two letters or something.
Mo?
No, two letters, like a BJ or a JB or a RJ.
JB
or,
Smooth?
No.
He's going to win.
No, he doesn't win nothing.
I wonder if he could host 1 year and then he could be on the show the next year because he doesn't have a deal.
I wonder what you can't.
He could carry a series.
What is like the prereq? Like what can't you? What would you be too overqualified for to be on the show? Like because there's people on there that have been fucking road comics and they've been professional comics. They've been in movies. They've been on sitcoms. They've had their own Comedy Central specials.
Mm-hmm.
Jasper Redd.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take pictures. Take pictures. People go people. Like a, guns don't kill
What's
people.
What's the one guy that goes, "Hey, I'm here."
That white guy?
Yeah.
No, that was a different guy.
You know who I'm talking about, though, right?
The guy that said that the nigger was his password.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was funny. Roseanne said, "Is that your real voice, or is that a character?
Or do you got a dick in your mouth?"
And he's like, "Oh, that's my real voice. I just get really nervous when I'm around people." He said, yeah, you should always use the N-word for your password on your ATM because you'll never accidentally blurt that out to anybody, especially a black man when he's robbing you at the ATM. Give me a password, motherfucker!
Yep.
I can't. But yeah, they praised him for that little bit, but that was the first night out. I can't remember because I have a bad memory, but I'll look into it. Maybe we'll talk about it on Friday's show. But Portland's Funniest Person contest is going on right now as well at Helium Comedy Club up in Portland. I did not join this year. I did the last 2 years, decided to take a break this year. And
I
just
joined
watched.
That 1 year.
155 people this year, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. And they have two qualifiers so far. On Tuesday night, they qualified Curtis Cook and some other dude that I didn't know. Jake Silberman with a B. Silberman. Huh. It's like saying Silverman with a cold. Jake Silberman.
If your last name was Cook, how much would you want to cook?
I don't know. I think that's his job, though. Like, a lot of comics are, like, short order cooks.
Mm-hmm.
He's a short Curtis Cook. Mm-hmm. Oh, and don't forget, I've been doing this for at least three episodes. Funny Russian headline of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Russian court rules teen can be treated as an adult based on the size of his genitals.
Mm.
He's being tried as an adult in court.
Because he's got a mean schling.
Yeah. He's 13 years old, and he stole a cell phone. Usually I don't go into the story, but this one is interesting for me. So there was some dispute about his age, so the medical examination of his teeth and genitals was conducted by prison doctors, and after the examination, they said he's got to be at least 17 at the size of his penis.
So he had no way to prove how old he was, though.
He's 12.
He has no way to prove it, though.
Well,
right. Because
documentation reportedly indicates that he was 12 at the time of his arrest.
They couldn't verify his age, so they measured his sling and ming.
Yeah, his teeth and his fucking ding-a-ling. But all he did was steal a cell phone. They got him in dick prison, measuring his dick off. Hey, you know Gangnam Style?
Yeah, I'm doing Hank Hill booze.
It just hit 2 billion views on YouTube.
Oh, Jesus.
2 billion in 2 years.
Bobby Hill.
Bobby Hill?
Bobby.
Does he like Gangnam Style?
He would. I think so. You remember when Chris Rock was on King of the Hill? It's one of my favorite episodes.
I do not remember that.
He was the driving instructor.
I never watched it, to be honest.
You had 8 o'clock every night.
I should watch it, but I don't.
You're watching Dancing with Guitars.
No, that's over now. Dancing Guitars Under the Stars. I was down at my dad's house the other night, and he said, it's funny, when he tries to tell me something that my stepmom said to him that she saw on the news, so it's like 45th hand news, actually, but that's third hand news for old people. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, Donna was telling me that Dave Grohl and Courtney Love are getting back together and that they're in love.
Oh, really?
And they said they weren't ever together. They were friends that were enemies, and then they became more enemies, and then their husband and friend died, and everybody accused each of them for killing him because who benefited more, Dave or Courtney?
Yep.
I think Courtney hired Dave to do it, and they were in cahoots together. But now, so she had to say, no, I'm not wrong. I saw it. She goes, I didn't say they were back together. I said they reconciled.
Dave hired Chris to do it, because then he went into hiding.
And became a politician.
Mm-hmm.
But Dave Grohl says that his recent reconciliation with Courtney Love was beautiful.
Hmm.
They had an acrimonious relationship for years, but they put their differences aside, because we saw that on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They did a little hug.
Yep.
And now he's telling reporters that the wonderful thing about that night was this personal side. He saw her in the hallway there, and they just kind of locked eyes and looked at each other, and he said, "We're family. We've had a rocky road. We've had a bumpy past, but at the end of the day, we hugged it out like family."
It was a real hug. I think
and
Dave's
they're friends
smart
again.
Enough.
He said he loves her.
I think Dave's smart enough to know, because he is a mastermind murderer.
Yeah, now that everybody thinks she did it, he's going to say that she's my friend.
Well, no, I think that if he says anything else in the public eye, it's just going to create a shitstorm of how they don't get along or whatever, you know.
And he's trying to make a big deal about, like, it doesn't matter what it's sensationalized to look like in a magazine or on a website or on the news. He goes, this was real shit, and it was very, very happy moment. And he said it was beautiful, so he got all... He got all sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
But at least, you know, they buried the hatchet in the back of Kurt Cobain's back.
Did you hear where you see that new reality show they got on now they just brought in? MasterChef Swan?
No.
It's like MasterChef, but it's all swans cooking.
Stop looking at me, swan. I didn't know swans could cook.
Yeah, they can. How else would they eat?
Dude, on Comedy Bang Bang the other day, I just saw a mouse that could cook.
Really?
Yeah, he cooked some stuff for Patton Oswalt. It was just some, pasta with some red sauce on it.
Mm-hmm.
But Patton was amazed that they have the smartest rat in the world. He can cook food.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah. Would you eat food that was cooked by a rat? And he's like, first of all, do you have a rat that can cook food? Because that's awesome.
That is weird. Because what if you found a hair in it?
Yeah. What if? He was wearing a hair. He was wearing a hairnet.
If you eat processed food, though, there's rat poop in your food.
Dude, and
because they allow a certain percentage of food. Of
and not
poop
only
in
am I
food.
Rat poison intolerant, I'm rat poop intolerant, too. Mm. It makes me get sick every time I eat it.
Yep, like spider eggs in spaghetti sauce. That's allowed in spaghetti sauce.
I'm good with that. But
like a certain amount of spider eggs are okay.
Eggs? Yeah, they're okay.
It's just like caviar.
Yeah. Except it's
until
not
they
fish.
Hatch inside your stomach.
Aorta.
Yeah.
I've heard they can move through different channels in your whatever they're called. That's what I say when I can't think of anything.
Yeah. Dude, they were testing some stuff here on rats.
What, cocaine?
This stuff that made your muscle grow back on House.
Dude, that's not a real thing.
I know, but then okay, so, and he has part of his leg muscle removed, like in the thigh, like it's not there.
That's rude.
And so the stuff was like it regrows muscle, so he was injecting it into there as an experimental drug, and then he found out that like the mice were getting symptoms and then dying very shortly after. They were getting large tumors.
Oh.
And so nobody knew that he was on this stuff. And so he did an x-ray at the hospital and found those tumors, like large ones in his leg.
Uh-huh.
So he just sat in the bathtub and was all carving in his leg, fucking cutting out tumors.
Dude, that's fucking weird. People are fucking weird these days everywhere.
You think you could do that, though?
I know, like, that was a fake show and everything, but a lot of those fake shows or whatever, not fake shows, but a lot of those doctor shows and cop shows are based off, like, reality headlines.
Some of it, but it's dramatized.
For sure.
I
don't know, man.
Like, there's a website you can go to that has all the episodes broken down, like, medically.
My friend Alex, who is pretty hardcore, fucking was working, and he fucking ripped, like, his kneecap off, basically.
What?
And he fucking just sewed it back up himself. He just did like a movie thing and fucking poured whiskey all over it and took a big drink. It was like a fucking movie, dude. He like he flapped the thing back on there and he fucking poured a bunch of whiskey on it. He took a big drink and then he got this fucking needle and thread and fucking sewed his own knee up, dude. It was fucking
man.
Was
I fucking saw a guy
brutal.
Do that, but it was his own head. It was just hanging by a piece of skin.
He sewed his head back on.
Yep, it was just hanging by a piece of skin, and he just kind of moved it and put it back on and sewed it up himself.
And this was quite some while ago, but it just in the news the other day, this dude in Alaska, he waited 5 days to seek medical attention after he accidentally shot himself in the head with a gun. Why did he wait 5 days? I'm not too sure. He was playing around with it. He shot himself in the head. No one was else at the time.
Shot through the head, and you wait 10 days.
He put some Neosporin on it, and it went away. He's like, this ain't getting much better. I used 3 bottles of Neosporin. Guess I better go to the doctor. God damn it. Dag nabbit. He was an old... Well, I guess he wasn't that old. He was a 43-year-old man. That's younger than me. The investigation revealed that he shot himself in the head while negligently handling a firearm on Saturday, and he did not seek medical attention until Thursday. That's a tough dude.
It is.
I'd sew my own knee up. No, I wouldn't. I'd go to the doctor.
If somebody scalped you, would you sew it back up?
No, I'd go to the doctor. My wife just had surgery last week, and she just had like laparoscopic.
Uh-huh. How did that go?
Went all right. She's just got 3 holes. No, like, long scar. Just they'd stick one thing in there and go in there. And then he brought out this thing, like, 5 days later and showed us, like, it was a model of your shoulder. And it had, like, the shoulder blade and the shoulder and then all the muscle and then the arm. I was like, what we did is we went in here and he pries it apart. We went in here and we scraped all these bone spurs off the backside of her rotator cuff.
So it was a snap-together model? It wasn't, like, a glued-together...
No.
It wasn't a level 3 model?
It was level 3, dude. It just, like, he just... It didn't come apart. He just, like, pried in there like he would have in real life. You know, it was pretty cool. But she's doing a lot better. She did have she had a 16-hour nerve block that made her look like she'd had a stroke. It looked like she'd had a stroke.
Nerve block, baby.
Looked like she'd had a stroke.
Huh.
Her whole face was drooping. Her eye was...
Was she doing the rock lobster?
No, she was doing the nerve blockster. Nerve blockster. I'm still sweating like a cranker over here. It's a little warm outside. But yeah. You got to watch out in Russia. If your dick's too long, they'll put you in adult court.
That is true.
Hey, did you hear about that lady? She's getting married in Tennessee. She got a 1-month-old baby, and to have it in the wedding, she just tied it to her train and drug it down the aisle behind her, a 1-month-old infant. I saw a video of
it. You're dragged by a train?
Well, her train on her dress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a baby dragged by a train. My dad was freaking out because he reads stuff. And he's like, did you hear about that headline? There was a train dragging a baby through a wedding. It was gruesome. There's blood everywhere. No, it was actually the baby was fine.
She was on a wedding piece of cloth and being slid
as the lady walked down the aisle. It was dragging the 1-month-old down.
1 month.
Her. 1 month. That's pretty young to be.
That
but her
is,
daughter. They
I
said
mean,
that the baby was awake and well secured and covered in Christ. What the
you,
fuck? Did you just
know.
Hear what I said?
Yeah.
This is a quote. It said she was awake and well secured and covered in Christ.
Oh, she was well secured in what?
Christ. She had Christ all over her face.
Well,
she
was well secured. I don't see any issue with it.
They said
1-month-old is pretty young to be like having like neck muscles and stuff, right?
Yeah. Because
I just keep imagining like it's just going to follow backwards and hit its head on the pavement, and the dress isn't going to protect that.
Yeah, they weren't on the pavement, though. It was just, like, in the
Oh, in the grass?
Carp. No, it was inside a church, bro.
Oh, okay.
It was an indoor wedding.
Okay.
You could imagine that it would be. And this is in Jackson, Tennessee. She did receive a lot of criticism. The answer is, this is what she responded. She said, we do what we want as long as Jesus is on our side, and everything worked out fine and gone.
Oh, using the Duck Dynasty defense.
And it's gone. To continue to be fine. That must be how she talks. Cause it
That's
says,
the Duck Dynasty defense.
Our 1-month-old was awake and well secured on my train.
Yep.
Most important, while y'all got your feelings in us, we had our hearts in Christ, which covers us all. So yeah. Keep your mouths running, for it all just that exclusive and epic enough. We made top blog wave from small town Ripley, Tennessee, and social media doing what they do. Talk. She talks funny. That's how they wrote it out, so that must be how she talks.
Hmm. Yeah.
Y'all got your feelings in us.
You know, some people, they just videotape, you put it on the internet, right? And then there's always going to be somebody that makes a big deal out of it, because there's how many billion people in the world now?
Nearly eight.
Nearly 8 billion. Yep. And so you're going to have at least 10 of those people be overly...
10?
Yeah, at least 10 of those people out of 8 billion are going to get upset. So if you thought, I know, exactly,
what'd
right? So if 1,000 do.
Dude, United States, 350 million.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Stupid. That's fucking dumb. Quit having kids, people. Jesus yeah. Christ.
It's
stop
just
it.
Like, it's just, you know, really no harm done. Just like when those people made that big deal about that lady that put that baby's head in the car door and kept slamming it.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Yeah, there ain't no harm done.
Yeah, I mean, if the baby was being a dick.
I know, right?
I don't condone it, but everybody has their own different parenting skills. some lack skills, and some just make up their own. They're like, I got a skill right here. This shit, my baby stopped
skill
crying.
Saw.
Yeah.
Parenting skill saw. Do they make those?
Yeah, that's for cutting babies' heads off. I don't condone that, but it's happened.
I thought they popped off like daisies.
You popping little babies' heads off. We talked about that last week, I mm-hmm. think. How do you pop a baby's head off? If you squeeze it long enough, it'll pop off.
You just say a rhyme.
That's what this other guy was saying.
You
he goes,
your thumb and it comes off.
Like, it could be harmful to babies. And this comic is saying, that's not saying much, because fucking anything can kill a baby. He's like, you can leave a baby alone for itself for like 3 days and he'll die. He doesn't even that have to have true. Anything. And he goes, you could just like punch a baby in the head once mm-hmm. and he would die. He yep. goes, it doesn't take much to kill
I
a
hear
baby.
That's going
to
be the next Survivor. It's going to be an all baby cast. Babies versus adults.
Yeah, and rather than them getting cast off the island, they just die.
Yep.
They just die off. Oh, he got stung by a mosquito, died in his sleep because he's
just
a baby.
That would be the true Survivor.
I make a big deal about stuff on the internet sometimes, too. Like, remember we talked about that cat from New Zealand that brought 5 grams of weed back?
Yeah.
They said that 5 grams of weed was worth $130. What? What the fucking kind of weed you got in New Zealand?
Hmm.
That's $25 a Blake Graham.
Yeah,
I guess that's the same amount in Denver. They spent $19 million on weed in Denver.
It's probably more spendy in Australia because it's a smaller area, you know. So anything
yeah,
you
New
get
Zealand.
Couldn't come from like Canada or the U.S.
New Zealand has plush grounds to grow lots of weed on.
And then yeah, sure.
Have you ever had Australian dog shit weed?
No,
me neither. I don't know if it's a thing. Mm. We were talking about smoking dog shit last week.
Oh, really?
Because that's a new strain called pineapple dog
smoking
shit.
Smoking dog shit.
Which came from, you mean we're smoking dog shit from Cheech and Chong days. But speaking of dog shit, mm-hmm. when was the last time you've been on an airplane? Long time? You fly recently? Long, 5 years, 10 years?
130 years.
That's a long fucking time, dude.
No, I don't know. About 4 years ago, maybe 3 or 4.
I think I flew to Reno in 2004. It's 10 years for me since I've been on a plane. Well, these people fucking took their dog on the plane because it was like a health dog. Like, I'm helping the service dog.
Like a poodle?
No, it was a great big fucking...
Because a poodle can be a service dog.
I almost said Great Dane, but it's a big old German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
So they get on the flight,
mm-hmm.
and then the service dog started pooping in the aisle. It had like diarrhea,
mm-hmm.
and then it turned into a barf-a-rama, like on Stand By Me, and everybody started puking on each other. Dude, could you imagine they had to fucking ground the plane?
Could you imagine if diarrhea worked like vomiting?
Dude, it does.
Like if somebody had diarrhea, everybody around
shitting.
You just start shitting their pants.
That'd be a good, a funny skit.
It would be.
You're like in one room, he's like, oh man, I'm gonna get sick. He's like, don't get sick, dude. If I see someone throw up, I totally throw up. And he's like, I can't help it. Give me a bucket. And then he's like, and then like 10 people are all puking. It says, meanwhile, and it pans over to the next room. He's like, oh God, where's the toilet? I got diarrhea. He's like, I can't make it to the toilet. Dude, don't shit. Every time I see someone shit their pants, I shit my pants. Hour later, it still smelled bad, and after they cleaned it up, it pooped again. Mm-hmm. And then people started live tweeting the
action.
What
do you expect the thing to do, though?
I know. How do they know? Okay, dog, you understand human talk, right? We're getting on a plane now. We're not going to be able to get off for about 4 hours. So if you got to poop, you better go now.
What if you just taped a red Solo cup over his butt?
That's a good country song, Red Solo Cup.
Over his butt?
Well, you could do a Weird Al Yankovic for the over his butt part.
Yeah, because it's a dog, so it's about a dog, so it fits into the country
genre. So what if the dog could just understand, like, I know you don't have to poop right now, but just get whatever you got in you out, because it's going to be a while.
I think if you put a Red Solo Cup over his butt, if you taped it, like, right, with the open end over his butt, he's going to get the, like, if you don't want to shit, right? Like, you don't want to shit right now. You want, if you got to shit, you should wait until we pick the cup off.
Yeah, but sometimes...
At least after two shits.
You've had to have been in that position I have where you're, like, running for the bathroom and you hope if you don't get there, you're going to poop in your pants.
Mm-hmm. Do you think dogs try to hold it ever?
I think my cat was trying to hold it one night when the door in my bedroom was accidentally closed, and then I woke up and I heard the cat running around being all crazy on the floor and, like, scratching the floor, but then like running around.
And it wasn't in heat.
No, she's been fixed for years. So I wake up and I'm like, Kate,
she's been fixed for years.
Like, fucking calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not thinking that I was asleep, so I didn't think the door's closed. The cat's locked in the bedroom, basically. And it's running around. And then, like, first I thought it was scratching the floor, but I was having a dream or something. And then I hear the cat running back and forth through the room, and then all of a sudden I smelt cat shit. And I was like, oh, man. It was, you know how strong cat, just fresh cat shit in a closed room. And I'm like, oh, man. And then I'm like, oh, okay. First I'm pissed. And then I'm like, oh, that's what you were doing. You were running around trying to find somewhere. I got to poop. She's got some kind of kitty laryngitis right now. She barely goes.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she's 10 years old. So that's like 180 million to me and you. No, she's like 60.
Yeah.
You get a little croaky when you're 60.
Well, what are you doing there, Sonny?
So, yeah, she pooped on the floor, and she wouldn't have done it because she was being frantic, meowing and scratching the floor and running around. And I've done that, man. I made it to the bathroom. I've pooped in my pants a little bit, you know, to be honest. But
yeah, well, it happens.
It wasn't,
you
know, a shark.
Sometimes you have to pay for that 4 a.m. fourth meal.
They got 50.
Or you know, you get one of those big bombs over at 7-Eleven or wherever your local place is that sells those big macho burritos. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The big bombs?
Uh-huh.
For like a dollar. Oh. That looks so good sometimes, but they never...
They even taste fairly good, but then they burn. Yeah. They burn coming out.
Yeah, it's like don't ever buy two.
Ooh, the bomb. Hey, check out this burrito. It's the bomb.
I remember going over to that Real Berto's, too, and I got a quesadilla one time there, a ham and cheese quesadilla.
Yeah.
And it came in one of those clamshell things, like the styrofoam thing. And the grease in there, dude, was deeper than the quesadilla.
Yeah. So it was just like hanging out in the grease, floating
in
there.
Like it was like if it was still cooking, it would have been awesome.
Yeah, but it
wasn't.
Been
frying it up there.
It was,
no,
just,
it was just
sopping.
Sitting in
it was
warm grease.
Soaking it up. Rigoberto's was weird.
There.
The last time I ate there, me and Kevin Warren were coming back from a concert in Portland. Mm-hmm. He's like, let's stop somewhere. And I was half asleep, and then we're in Albany. I was like, what are we doing in Albany? He's like, I want to get something. I go, it's 3 a.m. There's nothing open in Albany. He's like, isn't this a city where there's stuff open always? I was like, no.
Yeah.
No. He's like, oh, Rigoberto's, that says 24 hours. And I was like, yeah, but look, it's closed. All the lights are off and shit. He says, it says 24 hours. I'm going up the thing. And then, like, we were sat at the thing for a while. And then, like, 10 minutes later, some people came out. And we had some burritos. And then I remember having really shitty shit after that.
You think in around 1988, Kevin ever wanted to change his last name to Warrant?
I doubt it, because he was young. He was pretty young back then. He's a youngster. I think he's only 27 now, so he was born in like 84?
Yeah.
I think he wanted to change it to Kevin Warren Ensemble.
And they say that the average person thinks about sex like every 8 seconds, right? Or is that
males.
Just Mez?
This man? Is Mez.
Do you think, how often do you think it is for cats?
I don't know. From the cats I saw masturbating lately, it's probably a lot. I don't know, man.
You see a lot of cats masturbating, or do you just watch that GIF over
just
and over?
On YouTube, no, there's a bunch of YouTube videos, dude. It's gross, but I can't look away. It's like my wife watching these zit and cyst popping videos.
Have you seen the horse one?
I don't know. I don't think so, dude. I try not to watch them and just like, oh my God, you got to watch this one. Look, it's on this guy's knee. And I'm like, on a knee? And then I'm like, oh God, that's still fucking so gross. Why is that much of a fucking bowl, a fucking soup bowl full of fucking pus is pouring out of this guy's knee? Why are you watching this? She's like, I don't know. It's fascinating to me. I can't stop watching it. Look, related videos. Look at this one. This lady had a cyst on her back for 20 years. What? And it looked like a fucking, dude, it was the size of like a cigarillo.
Mm-hmm.
Like the size of a cigarette, blackhead eraser. Like, it was, and then after it came out, it was just like fucking cheese soup.
Just be done with it. Watch the horse one. That's all you need.
What is it? A horse cyst?
Yeah, it has it on the back, and it's like it's pretty much the size of like a bowling ball that they just squeeze out. That's all just blood and pus.
It's not okay. I am glad.
It's a 7-minute clip.
I get a couple things on my back like most manly men do, and she likes to squeeze them, and I'm glad I can't see that shit. Then she'll, like, bring a finger full of it around. Look, smell it. It smells gross. And I'm like, fucking...
I know.
Why?
You know, you can smell it from anywhere,
could
pretty
much.
Could
you imagine, like, what if... That's the same to me as, like, fucking shitting out a turd and going, smell this. It's super gross. I can't believe how bad this stinks. Why can't you believe it? It's fucking infected fucking pus. It's greenish yellow, and it should stink. Mm-hmm. I got some shit that comes out of my ear sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird, dude. She'll squeeze it out of the back side of my ear, and I'll hear it in my skull going.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll like bring it around on her thumb and go, look, smell it. And I'm like, fuck off, please. Get away from me and stop hurting me. I say, could you scratch my back right beside my shoulder blade right there? Oh, down a little bit. Oh, turn on the light. Take your shirt off. You got a bunch of blackheads. I'm going to fucking pop your back for about 5 hours now. I'm like, ow, I'm yelling. Yelling in pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross, dude. Why do women like that? I know a lot of ladies, and a lot of them are like,
can't you just, like, put some oil of Olay stuff on there? And then it just pulls it all out, right?
So she can't squeeze anything. It just slips everywhere. That's a good idea. I'll just oil my whole back up.
No, there's stuff that you can get, like, that sucks all that stuff out of your pores so you don't have to pinch it out. Because isn't that kind of inflaming it anyway?
Yeah. You're telling me. I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, man, look at your back. And I was like, I can't see my back because it's my back. And she's like, yeah, but here's two mirrors. And I'm like,
that doesn't really work.
Why do I want to look at two mirrors just to see like 18 big red patches on my back? She's like, oh, man, it looks like you got stung by a bee.
Wouldn't that be weird to have a room that was like, let's say it's 3 feet wide, right? So you could fit in there and there's plenty of room.
Right.
And then on one side is a mirror, a regular mirror, and on the other side is a magnum mirror. So you could really check out your back. But it'd be like a reverse mirror, too.
A magnum?
A magnum mirror. Like a super mirror, like a zoom.
Okay.
So you could really check out your back.
I thought there was some new type of mirror that I didn't know about. The magnum mirror. It makes your penis look like a black man. It'll make any good ice cream look like chocolate, decadent chocolate.
Dude,
ice cream.
I saw that episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia the other day. The
about
only episode
the
I ever
condoms?
Watch.
Yeah, the one that they play once a week.
It is, dude.
Or they got a thing where like, hey, they must have put a chip in Dustin's TV because every time he turns it on, they're like, hey, we're playing this episode today.
It's the Dennis system. You ever watch that one?
I don't think so.
That's where Dennis has the system about how to get the chicks. But then,
who is it?
Mac. Mac's system is he goes in for the swoop afterwards and gets the seconds. And then Frank has his plan, which is like having his Magnum condom half hanging out of his wallet.
Just to look cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't mean for you to see that Magnum condom I just dropped on the floor.
That reminds me of back in the day, back when I first met my wife, and we had borrowed her sister Jessica's car. And she was looking for something in the console, and she found some Magnum condoms in there. And she's like, "Sister, why do you got Magnum condoms?" And she's like, "Well, a girl can dream, you know." She's like, "You always hope to find a guy that has a huge penis, and if you do, hey, I just happen to have some Magnums right now. If you want to fuck me in the ass." Wait, what? Did I just say that? I just met you on Craigslist. Craigslist. You've heard of the new one? It's for fat ladies and.
Flo's List?
No, it's for fat ladies and weird dudes. It's called Jenny Craigslist.
You can go to Flo's List. That's where you can get meat chicks on the rag.
That's gross and funny. Do you prefer menstruation? Come to Flo's List. Right next to Angie's and Craigslist. Hans, have you ever been to Flo's List?
I think Flo is probably... trademark now, isn't it?
Yeah, that chick from Freaking Progressive, she's always on the rag.
Yep. I heard she's going to be in the new season of Always Sunny Under the Dome.
Oh no. When's that starting again?
Soon.
I heard.
Tomorrow.
Is that soon?
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't think so. Darn it. Okay, well today we're going to check out what's in Hans's CD player.
What's under Hans's dome? Does he have a dome on a CD player?
I don't.
Hans, do you have a dome under your CD player? On your CD player? Because then it'd be under your dome.
Yeah, what's in your dome, dude? It's something because it's Monday. Or no, it's Wednesday, and I fooled him. No, actually, I'll be honest. He sent this to me on Monday.
All right.
So this is what he was listening to on Monday. And so we'll
Culture Club.
We'll do a double today. Today, he's listening to a band I've never heard of, which he usually does on Mondays.
Culture Club.
I've heard of them. It's called Slaughter Natives. I didn't think you'd appreciate that, Dustin.
Slaughtered natives?
No, just slaughter natives. Like something to do. What do you do?
Where are they from?
I don't know, but what do you do on the weekends? Slaughter natives.
Yeah, but if they're not from America, the natives wouldn't be
Indians. Native Americans, right.
Yeah.
We're from Germany, so we slaughter native Germans. I don't know where they're from.
Slaughter natives?
I've never heard of them, dude. Slaughter natives. That's if you say that three times, it just gets weird. Slaughter natives.
Swedish industrial... dark ambient act formed by Yoni.
Too many adjectives in that description.
Yoni Havikanen.
Slaughter natives.
Mm-hmm. When I used to watch poker, there was this guy. His name was Yuha.
Wow.
He was from Sweden. And I would always go, Yuha. He was a great poker player.
Here's a weird word. This is the album. It's called Sacrosanct Bleed.
They got a new album coming out this month on June 21st called Canula Corna Legio.
That's weirder than Sacrosanct.
Uh-huh.
Sacrosanct.
You know what their label is?
Slaughter?
Cold Meat Industrial Label.
Whoa.
Cold Meat Industrial.
See, now, I wouldn't be surprised if Hans was listening to Slaughter, the band Slaughter, on Friday, because on Monday he was listening to Slaughter Natives.
Mm-hmm.
Today he's listening to Disfear, but the album is called Everyday Slaughter.
Mm.
So I'm sensing some type of a Slaughter theme in his music listening. So we'll see what happens on Friday.
Slaughter is coming. They got together after...
dude, Mark Slaughter's awesome.
10 years. They haven't done a thing in 10 years.
Fly to the Angels, okay?
Fly to the Angels.
And up all night, sleep all day.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that Mark Slaughter?
He was in another band before that, though, right? Wasn't he?
No.
Didn't he play with Zappa?
No. Please don't say that. I was listening to some old Def Leppard on my turntable.
All right. You were listening to Hysteria? Is that what you mean by old?
No, I mean like...
That was their first album.
No.
Hysteria.
No. You're hysterical.
I was listening to their second album called High and Dry.
Oh.
Which is, the cover is weird. It has this dude like diving into a pool. Uh-huh. And then it has like around him another picture of a bunch of bald mustached dudes looking up. Hmm. It's fucking strange. Some of them have like really light mustaches. Some of them have thicker mustaches. But they all have like the cul-de-sac, male pattern balding bald sack.
The David Cross.
Yes. And I really enjoyed. There's some upbeat numbers on that I forgot about on that Def Leppard High and Dry album.
We used to listen to that at work from time to time.
The very last song called No, No, No is a pretty...
New.
It's a pretty rocking tune.
It's a tribute to... Sammy, or it's a rebuttal to Sammy Hagar.
Yes, he's
always going, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I listened to Alice Cooper's live album, The Alice Cooper Show, which was not a very good performance, but great songs.
You know what my favorite Alice Cooper song is?
He's coming to Portland soon with Motley Crue.
Really?
What's your favorite Alice Cooper song? School's Out for the Summer?
Triple B.
Billion-Dollar Babies.
BDB.
BDB. Well, you know what? That was on the live album I was listening to, as well as I'm 18, and he changed the words. I don't know if he was partying or just having fun. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm in the middle without any plans. Oh, I'm a boy and I'm a bit. No, the other time he said, I gotta get out of here. That's different. He said, because my parents are making me drink beer. That's what he said. And then he goes, I got to get out of this place. Parents making me drink whiskey. Which is just weird.
I was thinking Mace. That's like, where I would have went.
I don't understand why if you're 18.
Parents are spraying me with Mace.
You're at 18 and you're still living at home.
Mm-hmm.
What are your parents doing? They're making you drink beer and whiskey. That wouldn't be bad. Why would you want to even grow up and move out? I'd like to play that live version of I'm 18 sometime and find out if I'm just fucking wasted on drugs. I get that way sometimes. Oh, did you hear about the inventor of fucking ecstasy died?
I heard about that.
He claims that over the last 40 years, he's taken at least one psychedelic trip every week.
That's a baggage claim.
Every week for 40 years. And he lived to be 88.
Dude, I'm going to coin that now. Out of context, when somebody says some ridiculous claim, I'm going to go, that's a baggage claim.
Dude, fuck the kale smoothies and all that fucking life extender bullshit. This dude was eating acid and fucking ecstasy and mushrooms every weekend for fucking 40 years, and he lived to be almost 90. Just last week, he was fucking tripping balls. Now he's dead, but he was almost 90. I'm going to look into that story a little bit. We're going to talk about it more on Friday because I just forgot about it and I just remembered.
I got something to tell you.
Do it.
Mark Slaughter was born in Las Vegas, Nevada.
What the fuck?
He fronted Excursion before joining Vinnie Vincent Invasion.
That's right.
Who had a hit song, Love Kills, that appeared on the Nightmare on Elm Street 4 movie soundtrack in 1988.
And his drummer was... The Slaughter drummer was in Vinnie Vincent Invasion too.
Dana Strum.
That's right. And
they sold more
them.
Than 5 million records in the 90s and had 4 top 30 hits.
They opened for Iron Maiden on the 1987 fucking Somewhere in Time tour.
Yep, and Kiss and Poison and Ozzy Osbourne and Damn Yankees. Wow. He now works as a voiceover actor and composes music for television, movies, and sports outlets.
Mark Slaughter does?
Yep, he sang on the Northern Lights Orchestra Celebrate Christmas release in 2010 and does music compositions for Fox Sports.
Wow.
And voiceover work in Batman Beyond, Bloodsport, and Animaniacs.
Go Mark.
And he was Granny's Gone Crazy song on the album Babes for Breakfast by Lordy. Lordy. This is with an I.
Oh, okay. Lordi.
Then he formed a new band.
Stuck in Lordi again.
He's formed a new band, Scrap Metal.
Ooh!
Which consists of other platinum-selling singers such as Kelly Keegan. Keegi. Yeah, you know who that guy you sang for?
Keegan and Peele?
Kelly Keegi from Night Ranger.
Oh, he was the drummer, but he sang fucking Sister Christian.
Yep, and Eric Martin.
From Mr. Big.
Mm-hmm, and Gunnar Nelson.
from Nelson. Twin brother from Nelson. That's fucking awesome. You know, speaking of Night Ranger, you know where they're coming?
He just released his first solo out track, or his first solo track ever.
Night Ranger's coming on your face.
Really?
No, they're coming to fucking Albany.
Very local.
Yep, they're coming to River Rhythms.
Didn't they come before, though?
They were one of my first concerts, dude.
Really?
Night Ranger. I saw him open for Sammy Hagar on the Three Lock Bock tour.
Do they have Sister Christian up there?
Yeah. Well, she's a slut, actually.
You know what would be awesome is if they opened with that song?
Yeah, I wonder if Kelly Keegan still keeps his drums sideways so he can sing into the crowd, because he did that when I saw him both times.
I would sing into the piano.
And he was from Elmira, which is where...
Elmira.
My car's on fire in Elmira. That's what happens at the country fair. That's out in the Elmira, Veneta area. I wonder if Kelly Keegan used to go to the country fair when he was a little kid.
I don't know.
Or Sister Christian.
Marcus Lotta. They should change the lyrics.
I should. All right, well, shit, we better get out of here. You guys, please tune in on Friday. Go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com. Thanks for the contributions, but we need more.
Thank you, guys.
There's a donate icon. You click on it, and then you can send us money from your PayPal, or you can send money to P.O. Box 12, Brownsville, Oregon, 97327.
You got one of the early ones.
You can send well-concealed cash or checks made out to me, Terry Gile. Or just leave it blank, whatever. Write it out to cash. I don't know. Just make sure it's fucking concealed.
Yeah.
People will steal that shit.
Put it in between two playing cards. Tape it in.
Do you think
there.
People can afford to just fucking send out playing cards all day?
I don't know. I was with a group of people who wanted to play poker with a short deck. They was missing like two cards and they wanted to play poker.
Fuck that, dude.
I was like, no.
If it's the Jokers, maybe.
Nope.
We just broke the law and sent some weed in the mail. Don't tell anybody. Everybody who's listening. But yeah, if you want to send us some weed, you can do that too. Just wrap it in coffee and tinfoil and wrap it with tape and put it in a box and mail it to P.O. Box 12, Brownsville, Oregon. Care of Terry.
You can use a good smelly spice too, like a jar of spice.
Smelly Spice 2?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the second version of it?
Yep, Smelly Spice 2.
I thought that was the girl who replaced Smelly Spice from the Spice Girls. You got Posh Spice, Sporty Spice, and Smelly Spice. Mel B. Hey, you guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday.
Rock on.
Wait, Monday? No, Friday. We'll see you Friday. Metal. I'm fucking sweaty. I can't think straight.